We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate October 30th. The night sky is filled with monsters, and none are more fearsome than the Gorgons, three sisters who were so hideous that a single glance at them turned the observer to stone. One of them was beheaded by Perseus, the hero. His constellation shows him holding the head, which is outlined by four stars, the Gorgons. In mythology, two of the sisters were immortal, but the third, Medusa, was not. Perseus managed to lop off her head with the help of the gods. They gave him an invisibility cloak, a diamond sword, and a bronze shield. He could safely view the Gorgons by looking at their reflection in the shield. Perseus used Medusa's head to destroy the sea monster, Cetus, which was about to kill the princess Andromeda. Cetus and Andromeda have their own constellations, as do Andromeda's parents. The brightest star in Medusa's head is Algol, a name that means head of the demon. It's low in the northeast in early evening and climbs high across the sky later on. The other Gorgons form an arc to the right of Algol. One is fairly easy to spot, while the other two require a darker sky. All four of the Gorgon stars are bigger, heavier, and brighter than the sun. Algol is a couple of hundred light years away, while the other three are about 100 light years farther. The Gorgons form a demonic presence in the sky, shining down on Halloween weekend. We'll have more about Halloween tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.